Okay, very good. Well, 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 we are here again this morning from a very wet, windy, cold UK. And we should say good morning to RBN listeners across the United States and Canada and elsewhere. This is the Barden Report. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here again on this Saturday, the 3rd of December, 2016, very near the end of the year. But the dominating factor still is, without a doubt, the transition and Trump. And as big as the transition is and the incredible win of Trump, the vicious, vicious war by the MSN, the resentful, spiteful, vicious mainstream media and the liberal left. And they've got a new weapon now, and it's called fake news. Well, there's always fake news around. And the majority of it came out of government services, the Pentagon. We know that. That's absolutely fact. But this new fake news weapon and lining up all the usual suspects, Google, Facebook, ABC, CNN, the Clinton News Network, CBS, and I'm sick of them, Washington Post and New York Times. But they're now trying to think anybody telling the truth in their eyes and is reasonable and civilized and conservative is right-wing, and they're putting out fake news. It's really serious, this. This is going back to the Soviet Union and Honecker's Germany, and it's real. And just an article here just to clarify it. Google and Facebook will be the arbiters of truth in the war of fake news. And I've been saying on this program since I started a year ago, God help these people putting their stuff on Facebook and their children's photographs. I mean, they're absolute morons. It is an absolute entrapment service by the CIA and Mossad and their leader, Mr. Zuckerberger, and these gullible children who are out rioting with, as I say, I'm repeating myself, the most brainwashed generation ever, these millennials. But to get a good-humored perspective on it, do go to Mark Dice's site on YouTube and his videos interviewing people on the promenade in San Diego and asking them the most basic questions. And they haven't a clue. All very nice people. They just want to be happy, you see, but they're disconnected on a shocking scale. It is just unbelievable. And what they don't know is something else. But it says, during the election, Americans who were simply looking for information got screwed by the media. The propaganda was so thick and fake. Polls were so numerous that people were reeling in shock when Hillary Clinton actually ended up losing the election. Heck, I was stunned myself. It says here, this article has been written by somebody in the National News, Adams operation. Heck, I was still myself. I had even written an article about the suspicion that the polls were fake. Well, the polls were fake because they're over polling Democrats. And as I say, this telephone polling, which American companies do, and internet polling, the rejection rate by people not wanting to take part is 80%. You stop people on the street and you get a 50-60% response, people wanting to take part. But they don't do that anymore. The establishment media misquoted edited video clips to tell a different story and made their bias so blatant that one site even put an editorial disclaimer on every article that mentioned Donald Trump, denouncing him as xenophobic, homophobic, blah, blah, blah. They created a monster in Trump. And how people out there were destroying cities and blocking ambulances because of it, as Noam Chomsky says. The proof right across America was the size of his rallies were absolutely stunning compared to Clinton's. And the analogy between these lying shills and the people there wanting to take sides right or left or for or against somebody, but the creature they were promoting. I mean, on this Pizzagate, I can't go into today, this pedophile scandal which reaches right through Washington and right into the Clintons and their associates and Podesta and the rest of them. It is going to be the 10,000 times bigger than Watergate. 10,000 times. That's before we come to the Clinton Foundation. But he's saying in this article here, you don't have to have any other society where the educated classes are so effectively indoctrinated and controlled by a subtle propaganda system, a private system including media, intellectual opinion, formed magazines, and the preparation of the most highly educated sections of the population. Such people ought to be referred to as commissars, for there is what their essential function is, set up. But one, I have to say, in the last month of the campaign, Fox News did come around, and Judge Andrew Napolitano and those were outstanding. But they were promoting people like Trey Gowdy, who is, and I'll just remind people, Trey Gowdy and the other guy who's a CIA director, Pamlo, they voted for the Dark Act to deceive the public on GMO labeling. Now, I mean, this is reprehensible, and nobody's questioning this Trey Gowdy, who I regard as an absolutely treacherous individual. And I sincerely hope he doesn't get a position in the Trump organization, but there's some really dicey people already been nominated to the Trump organization. Like, he is naive on a lot of levels. But there's one report after another being disseminated by what left-leaning pundits call fake news websites has been confirmed as accurate, proving that there was a concerted effort to stifle opinion. Hillary Clinton made mention of it in her deplorable speech, warning that a lot of fake information was being released throughout. Well, as I said for years and years and years myself, when you pick up a newspaper or listen to a news bulletin, you have to discern the difference between fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda, and outright lies. And we're getting a dose of it here in the UK about the Brexit thing, and there was, I won't go into Zach Goldsmith losing a by-election there yesterday, which he created himself, but it's too complicated to explain. The carry-on coming down the pipe in Europe, which this weekend there's a vote in Italy about a constitutional change, and it looks like the Prime Minister will be defeated, and he says he's going to resign. I doubt if he will. But it's got to trigger a shocking problems in Italy and the collapse of the banks there. So the European Union will be mired in shocking carry-on. It could trigger the big financial collapse that's ready to happen across the world. And I would say that the Illuminati, that's their present to Trump, to pull it now before the election. But Trump is very foolish, really foolish, to be going on this lap of honor. I can't believe he's doing it. It shows the man's vanity. It's really a flaw in the man. But before the Electoral College has voted, it's well known that Soros and others are intimidating on one level and bribing on another level the electors who vote in the Electoral College. What do you call them? Dave Hodges has a figure that 22 out of 37 have already switched their vote. But and Trump going on this lap of honor. And it could end up at the Supreme Court. And it can't be... I believe when the vote is cast, it can't be changed. So we'll see what happens. But it said Google kicked off the action on Monday afternoon when the Silicon Valley search giant said it would ban websites that peddle fake news. Well, who decides what fake news is? From using its online advertising service. Hours later, Facebook, the social network, updated the language on its Facebook audience network policy, which already says it will not display ads on sites that show misleading or illegal content to include fake news. Well, the way to deal with Google and Facebook is to boycott them, and there's plenty of other options. And there's three or four other sites: DuckDuck.co, Bing.com, and I should note by now the Mike Adams has a site, the Gopher.com, and they're just as good. But there is going to be a backlash to these people, and they're going to get a lesson in the next 6 months, and it'll be multiple boycotts of these companies and these products. And coming out of a story now about Nestle and these people, their appalling behavior. But it's just finished this article here. It says, we have updated the policy. This is Facebook, I think. We have updated the policy to explicitly clarify that this implies to fake news, a Facebook spokesman said in a statement. Our team will continue to closely vet all prospective publishers and monitor existing ones to ensure compliance. Well, they're doing it already in lots of other levels. That's what they developed their software for. But taken together, the decisions were a clear signal that the tech giants could no longer ignore the growing outcry over their power in distributing information to the American electorate. And we'll see this, finish this article. Fox agrees that fake news is a problem and cites, I kid you not, an investigation by BuzzFeed to prove their point. I'm not familiar with BuzzFeed. A group of cynical Macedonian hucksters had created dozens of right-wing news sites that published low-quality pro-Trump news stories. Some are plagiarized from other conservative news sites. Others appear to be totally made up. The headlines like proof surfaces that Obama was born in Kenya, Bill Clinton's sex tape just leaked, and Pope Francis forbids Catholics from voting for Hillary. Well, he's a Masonic Jesuit. What would you expect? He wants a one-world religion. Yes, the info in the blogs is bad, false and misleading, but the rationale is that if it gets the people to click on it and engage and use it, a Macedonian student told BuzzFeed, etc. But this is going to run. This behind the scenes fake news, and it's an attack on the alternative media. That's what it is, a total utter vicious attack. But we'll be discussing in the second hour today with Jenna from Washington about this shocking problem of electronic pollution, electronic smog, and smart meters and things related to that. And we're coming up to that on the second hour. We'll just cover some obvious carry on regarding this attack weapon. It's getting very fast and very vicious. And it says, Washington Post, who else, has gone full conspiracy, claiming any other media that tells the truth is working for the Kremlin. Oh, yeah, that's the second one. If you're succeeding in the alternative media, you're being sponsored by Russia and Putin. I mean, how childish and bizarre is that? This is the way these neocons think. And J.D. Hayes is writing this. He says, you have to believe that the managing editors of the Washington Post saved the tin foil from their Thanksgiving meal office party so they could issue it out as headgear for their reporting staff. Okay. Because only tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nuts posing as journalists would churn out the kind of hooky theory that the paper published over the holiday as legitimate news stories in brackets. It seems like any independent media outlet that actually reports the truth, that would include ours, is very convoluted. Anyway, he's saying here, as noted by Zero Hedge, the Post is continuing the crumbling establishment media post-presidential election narrative. It's very convoluted. Its chosen nominee, Hillary Clinton, only lost the election to Donald Trump because of fake news. Well, Trump won it hands down. If you were to take out the illegal voters and the bent voting machines, which were all rigged in Clinton's favor, and the assistance of Google to remove all negative stories about her, and the stupidity of the alternative media in pursuing the email thing, which was a joke, which was covering 95% of her crime. I mean, I'm just really annoyed that they spent so much time on this. But it was a story put out by the Clintons, hack away at the email scandal, and that'll save us having to deal with 50 other crimes. I mean, can you see the logic? And as I said, the other one is this famous war cry, current war cry, the Russians did it with fake news. Just modify my screen, yeah. The Post cited two teams of independent researchers to claim that Russia's increasingly sophisticated propaganda machinery echoed and amplified right-wing sites across the internet as they portrayed Clinton as the criminal. The Washington Post paper further names Drudge, Zero Hedge, Ron Paul Institute, and Natural News among the other offenders. I mean, they're the three or four outstanding sites, including Russia Today. I cannot find a fault in Russia Today. We're dealing with it for 3 or 4 years now. It's outstanding. It's very even-handed, and it's manned by American reporters, British, and the majority are British and American, and about a quarter of them are Russian. And the young Russian reporters are extremely well educated, very well briefed, and they have a fantastic understanding of what they're dealing with, without a doubt. And again, Putin's press conference yesterday, 2 days ago, got no coverage in the West. None. Absolutely none. He had a major national speech yesterday, but twice a year he does a press conference, runs for 4 or 5 hours, taking questions from about 1,000 different journalists and people, and giving comprehensive answers without ducking any question. It is I watched it. 2 years of running, I watched it, and it's outstanding. But see the demeanor of these people, the Washington Post, Facebook, and Google. People are not meant to have an ability to discern things. They don't want that. They just want you to be frightened by propaganda. That's the attitude. But Google, it's the boycott of Google, that is what's required. But there's a very long article, I won't read it. But on and on it goes, and it's his other phrase, Mike Adams quoted, was journo-terrorism waged by Politico as editors. Michael Hirsch calls for baseball bat attack on private homes of alternative right personality. Can you believe this? So this guy had to resign from his job. It was just a few days ago that I coined the phrase journo-terrorism to describe the psychological violence being waged by the left-wing media in America. Today, we all witnessed another glaring example of journo-terrorism on display as a Politico editor, Politico, that's a site, called for readers to attack the private homes of of alternative right-wing personality, alternative right-wing personality with baseball bats. I mean, we had to resign. That was insane. Should have been arrested. Political national editor Michael Hirsch used his position of influence to post the private home address, alternative right Spencer, Michael Spencer. When a reader asked Hirsch what they should do with the address, he responded with a call, mass violence using baseball bats. I've never seen this happen before, ever, even in the most vicious politics over many, many years. But these people are brainwashed. They're psychoped. And the same story again. All-out war, pro-Hillary leftist, this wing wave of death threats to force Electoral College voters to switch to Clinton. Well, this is going on, not by just small hacks, by George Soros. And again, they're not really covering it. Even on Fox News, they just glibly refer to it. But the electors should be named publicly, show the photographs, show who they are, how the vote went in their constituency or their state, and how they are meant to vote. And I don't see anybody doing that. Something RBN could do during the week and other outlets. But they're talking about Attorney General Sessions. Well, I don't know how these people are going to turn out, but it'll be shocking if Trump appoints a Wall Street banker to the Treasury. I mean, it'll be absolutely appalling. In fact, the guy, so I think he has appointed the guy. He's an ex-Goldman Sachs mortgage guy. But I just don't know how that's going to go. But and last article on fake news. The real fake news exposed 97% of scientists agree on climate change is an engineered hoax. Yeah, well, they've been using the mainstream media and the government have been trying to push global warming. It is a total, total hoax. It's designed to introduce carbon taxes and taxes into slavery. And I have a very lengthy article I do another week, in a week's time on that, that proves that comprehensively. And it's Mark Morano of Climate Depot, first-rate organization. But anyway, we reached the first break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. And I must take time to devote a program to Paul Cray Roberts' articles. They're absolutely outstanding. And he's covering the whole thing while I'm immersed in it here. And the American election is a very big thing here as well, what's happening and who Trump is appointing and all the rest. And the row over Brexit, gone into the courts now. And the High Court gave a ruling that the Parliament had to decide certain things, and the government have appealed it now to the newly created Supreme Court. Britain only has had a Supreme Court for 2 or 3 years now. Or the further appeals used to be to the House of Lords, the Law Lords, or, God forbid, the European Court, where they're not proper judges anyway. They're political hacks, basically. But The Craig Roberts articles are outstanding. I will build them into each week's program. They're very, very good. And he's writing a sarcastic piece here, which is not true. Britain is actually doing very well. It's beginning to boom, even since we left, since we finished the vote in June 23rd. And this is called Britain Down the Drain, Paul Craig Roberts. He said, did you know Britain is going down the drain because the citizens want to remain in British? Joke. Did you know that Britons are inherently racist, jingoistic, bigots, and obnoxious because they don't want to become Pakistanis, Syrians, Africans, or some multiracial combination? Did you know that the British people voted to leave the European Union not because they opposed their loss of sovereignty to a foreign and unelected power in Brussels, but because their hatred of contempt of foreigners, especially the dark-skinned ones, that the EU forces them to accept is in unlimited numbers? If you didn't know this, you are not stupid like Brian Clockery, who lays it out for you on the website. Strategicculture.org. Here is the URL for his site, etc. While, well, a very unusual word, we call him Clockley, claims the white British racists last May, these racists elected a Muslim, Sadiq Khan, of Mayor of London, which means they are not racist. Can you imagine the Mayor of London in England is a Muslim named Sadiq Khan? Well, yes, he was elected in London by a Labour vote. Either the British are not racist or the Pakistanis outnumber Englishmen in London, which might before long be renamed New Islamabad. Clockley calls the British people every name in the book and then upbraids them for the racial abuse. This is the mainstream media stuff that you get, putting out propaganda that what Brexit is not, of using words such as parties. Clockley, obviously a self-hating Britisher, well, there's plenty of those, the New Age Brigade. And the BBC has full of them, reports that Brexit, the British people's vote to restore their sovereignty by deporting the EU, by just departing the EU, has caused hate crimes to rise by 41%. That is not true, absolutely not true. Why would departing the EU cause a rise in hate crimes? Perhaps the answer is related to the fact that the use of traditional British words such as wog has been criminalised. Wog is a British word that, according to the English Oxford Dictionary, means simply a person who is not white. Despite this innocent meaning, it was used as an abusive term in Britain, obviously, and in London years ago, for a white Britisher to use this word as a description of not a white person or group can result in a hate crime charges. What is most peculiar about politically correct speech is that political correctness itself marginalizes non-white people by eliminating the use of words that mean non-white. Political correctness has made it so shameful to be non-white that ordinary words such as Negro and Wog that mean a non-white person has been turned into slurs. How can non-whites have racial pride when words that mean non-white cannot be used? Well, it's not exactly the theorist article they've written. In addition to those losses of sovereignty to an unelected EU commission sitting in a foreign country, what the British people are objecting to is that they have been made second-class citizens in their own country. We're getting to the point now. While people of Great Britain have to be very careful about what words they use to describe illegal or legal aliens, well, we've 1 million of those, and 5 million have come into Britain since 1997, thanks to Tony Blair. And the figures came out this week, and again, Theresa May, who was useless in the Home Office, did not hold back any immigration. 650,000 people came to the UK up to last month in one calendar year. 650,000. The number who left are temporary left. There's Brits working all over the world in all sorts of engineering projects. But once they leave for a certain time, they're put down as having left the country. They've only left temporarily. But immigration is running out of control here as well. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, Remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. And just to clarify what Paul Craig Corbett was saying there, why abusive phrases have been come out of all sources. The word in the British Army for an Indian gentleman who became an officer was worthy Oriental gentleman, right? Worthy Oriental gentleman, which was quite good. Abbreviated down to WOG, WOG, and that's where that phrase came from. Now, they outlawed that WOG because it became a term of abuse in London in the 70s, I remember, when it was outlawed. But that's where that came from, and he goes to trouble to explain that. But he's talking about Trump's appointments here, and he says, before I give an explanation, let's be sure we all know what the explanation is. An explanation is not a justification. The collapse of education in the U.S. is so severe that many Americans, especially young ones, cannot tell the difference between an explanation and a defense, justification, or an apology for what they regard as a guilty person or party. You know, it's all based on emotion and political correctness. If an explanation is not damning or sufficiently damning of what they want damned, the explanation is interpreted as an excuse for the object of their scorn. Okay, that's a bit intellectual. In America, reason and objective analysis have taken the back seat to emotion. Yeah, well, that's what I've just said. We do not know what the appointments mean. This is Trump who's saying, except as Trump discovered once he confronted the task of forming a government, that there is no one but insiders to appoint. For the most part, that is correct. Outsiders are a poor match for insiders who tend to eat them alive. Ronald Reagan's California crew were a poor match for George H. Bush's insiders. Reagan's part of the government, which Paul Craig Roberts served on as Deputy Commerce Secretary, Reagan's part of the government had a hell of a time delivering results that Reagan wanted. Another limit on the president's ability to form a government is Senate confirmation of presidential appointees. Whereas Congress is in Republican hands, Congress remains in the hands of special interests who will protect their agenda from hostile potential appointees. Therefore, Trump does not face partisan opposition Congress, he faces the power of special interests that fund congressional political campaigns. Well, he understands that pretty well. But the disgusting scene of all these people, it's absolutely crystal clear that they're bought and owned, paid for and owned by multinational corporations. And on it goes, and most of them have been re-elected. I mean, where do you go with this? When the White House announced my appointment as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, so that's what Paul Craig was, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan, Republican Senator Bob Dole put a hold on my appointment. Why? Dole had had presidential ambitions, and he saw the rising star of the Republican representative Jack Kemp as a potential obstacle. And as I had written, the Kemp-Roth bill that had become Reagan's economic policy, Dole regarded me in the Treasury as one up for Kemp. So you see, all sorts of motives can plague a president's ability to form a government. Sure. With Trump under heavy attack prior to his inauguration, he cannot afford drawn-out confirmation fights and defeats. Does Trump's choice, and this is the guy who has been appointed to the Treasury, well, the nominee, Steve Mnuchin, as Treasury Secretary, mean that Goldman Sachs will again be in charge of the U.S. economy? Possibly, but we do not know. We will have to wait and see. Mnuchin left Goldman Sachs 14 years ago. He has been making movies in Hollywood out there and started his own investment firm. Many people have worked for Goldman Sachs and the New York banks who have become devastating critics of the banks. Read Naomi Prince, she wrote pretty good books, and visit Pam Martin's website, Wall Street on Parade, for this kind of stuff. Commentators are jumping to conclusions based on appointees' past associations. Well, he's been very amazed. Paul Craig Roberts has been so understanding about this at this point, but okay, he's been through the process himself. Mention Mnuchin. Peculiar name, was an early Trump supporter and chairman of Trump's finance campaign. He has Wall Street and investment experience. He should be an easy confirmation for a president-elect under attack. This is important. Will Mnuchin support Trump's goal of bringing middle-class jobs back to America? Is Trump himself sincere? We do not know. Well, he's got Ford and Carrier on his side already. These multinationals are beginning to buckle because they know what's coming down the pipe against them, which is unique. Imagine just in the first couple of weeks, and these other schmucks, Obama, the Bushes and the Clintons have been exporting jobs, including Mike Pence, by the way, in Indiana. He backed grants for multinationals to move to Mexico. The same Mike Pence who was in favor of TPP. I don't know where that puts Mike Pence in this administration. I find that a shocking mistake that Trump has made. What we know is that Trump attacks the fake free trade agreements that have stripped America of middle-class jobs, just as did Pat Buchanan and Ross Perot has said. We know that the Clintons made their fortune as agents of the one percenters, the only ones who have profited from the offshoring of American jobs. Trump's fortune is not based on jobs offshoring. That's true. It's crystal clear how Trump did make his money. Not every billionaire is an oligarch. Trump's relation to the financial sector is one of a debtor. No doubt Trump and the banks have had unsatisfactory relationships, and Trump says he is a person who enjoys revenge. We'll see. What about the hot-headed generals announced as National Security Advisor and Secretary of Defense? Both seem to be death on Iran, which is stupid and unfortunate. However, keep in mind that General Mike Flynn is one who blew the whistle on the Obama regime for rejecting the advice of the DIA in sending ISIS to overthrow Assad. Flynn said that ISIS was a willful decision of the Obama administration, not something unexpected event. Yes, indeed. And keep in mind that General Mattis is the one who told Trump that torture does not work, which caused Trump to back off his endorsement of torture. Well, probably Mattis will reappoint the 250 generals that Obama has fired. Well, there's going to be some conflict in the Pentagon, that's for sure. Probably that will be the biggest war we'll see. So both these generals, as bad as they are an improvement on what came before. Both have shown independence from the neoconservatives line and the supporters of ISIS and torture. Keep in mind also, this is again Paul Gregg Roberts still writing this piece. Keep in mind also that there are two kinds of insiders. Some represent the agendas of special interests. Others go with the flow because they enjoy participating in the affairs of the nation. Those who don't go with the flow are eliminated from participating. Okay, it's kind of the bleeding obvious, but anyway, Goldman Sachs is a good place to get rich. This mention left 14 years ago could mean that he has not a good match for Goldman Sachs. That they did not like him, or he did not like them. The Flynn and Mattis have taken independent positions on ISIS and torture suggests they are mavericks. All three of these appointees seem to be strong and confident individuals who know the terrain, which is the kind of people a president needs if he is to accomplish anything. For those, that's a fair comment. The problem, we're not looking for perfect people, by the way. I would never do that. I was in party politics myself for many years, electing people and campaigns. But the ability to deliver, that's important. The problem with beating up on the administration before it exists and has a record is that the result can be that the administration becomes deaf to all criticism. It is much better to give the new president a chance and to hold his feet to the fire on the main issues. Trump alone, among all the presidential candidates, said that he saw no point in fomenting conflict with Russia. Sure. Trump alone questioned NATO's continued existence 25 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Well, it should have been modified massively 5 years after, but the current clock we have here, Department of Defense Fallon in Britain, wouldn't beat his way out of a paper bag. And even this week, Boris Johnson, the foreign secretary, had to take his place and speak, define what Britain's position on that is. And basically, they backed Trump, that the European countries have to pay their share. About time. Because France, with the exception of Sarkozy, were trying to dismantle NATO from behind the scenes for 40 years. Trump alone said that he would work to bring middle-class jobs back to America. And Trump said that he would enforce immigration laws. Is this racism or is this at the defense of citizenship? How is the U.S. a country if there is no difference between illegal aliens and citizens? Absolutely. Overrun. And the unemployment level, which they're claiming is 5%, is about 27%, possibly 32%. Commentators of all stripes are making a mistake to damn in advance the only government that campaigned on peace with Russia, restoring middle-class jobs and respect for the country's borders. We should seize these promises and hold the Trump administration to them. We should also work to make Trump aware of the serious adverse consequences of environmental degradation, etc. Well, global warming is rubbish, but cleaning up the environment is the job. That's the proper definition of it. And if you want to, that famous site I keep referring to, Mike Morano, Climate Depot, you will see all the evidence there of both sides of the argument about global warming. And it's an outstanding site, there's no doubt about it. Just on my screen, yeah. Trump's personality means that he will likely see more reward in being the president who reverses America's decline than in using the presidency to augment his personal fortune. Therefore, there is some hope for change occurring from the top rather than originating in the streets of bloody revolution. And the final sense he has in this article, Paul Gregg Roberts, by the time Americans reach the revolutionary stage of awareness, the police state is likely to be too strong for them. Well, that's crystal clear with this multinationals like the likes of Google and Facebook being part of the military-industrial complex. And this week, just another footnote, Mark Dice is not a trivial individual. The military contacted him and said they wanted to come and observe his techniques. They were amazing at the strength. He has millions and millions and hundreds of millions of views. And he turned them down flat. It's very good. But go to Mark Dice's site. It's a very telling of what's going on in America. But there's a few stories here from the open-air lunatic asylum, which I call California. There's one county in California, Sonoma County, California, has become part of the largest GMO-free zone in the country. Well, they'll probably be overrun by military tanks from Jerry Brown for doing this. But that's what this article here, which is again from National News. While the victory of Donald Trump grabbed the majority of the election headlines this year, something monumental happened in Sonoma County, California, where residents voted in favor of banning the cultivation of genetically modified crops. Good. Measure M, which was originally known as the Sonoma County Transgenic contamination ordinance. Whoa, that's a mouthful. Read that again. Measure M, which was originally known as the Sonoma County Transgenic Contamination Ordinance, passed by a margin of 55.9% to 44%. Very good, they won in Sonoma County. It will lead to the formation of the biggest GMO-free zone in the U.S. Well, that's a start anyway, as a number of nearby counties, including Marion County, Trinity, San Cruz, Mendocino, and Humboldt, have also banned GMO crops cultivation in the past. This means that there is a new GMO-free growing space encompassing 13,000 square miles of California. Well, they're in a permanent man-made drought by the military, so I don't know how they're going to deal with that. The initiative outlaws the growing and usage of GMO crops and seeds in all areas of the county, that are unincorporated. And this includes the bulk of the county's dairies, farms, and vineyards. They will be a grade. There will be a grade grace period before the ban is officially instituted. Farmers who are currently growing GMO crops can continue to cultivate them until the plants mature. That's insane. Dear. While those who have already brought GM seeds must. Who bought GM seeds must use them in the next growing season. Well, to decontaminate the ground from GMO seeds takes years. I don't know if this person writing this article realizes what's involved here. If they fail to do that, they will have to either remove them from the country or destroy them, blah, blah, blah. That's the shocking blanket laws that are backing up Monsanto, that Monsanto can sue you if their crops contaminated your crops. I mean, this is insane. And I'll just go on with this article a little bit. Biotech industry tries to stop measures passage. Predictably, the biotech industry fought tooth and nail trying to stop the measure from passing. Supporters of the ban, which include heirloom seed business, natural food co-ops, and organic dairy farms, raised more than $500,000 to help push the measure through in what ended up becoming one of Sonoma County's costliest ballot initiatives of all time. I'd love to know what the population of Sonoma County is. Is it a significant county? I hope it is. The results indicate a major shift in public sentiment after a similar measure was voted on 10 years ago. The Center for Food Safety's West Coast Director, Rebecca Spector, said, "Farmers deserve the right to grow food. The right to grow food that is not contaminated by genetic engineering." Well, it's a bit freaking late now, considering what 75% of American agriculture is GMO-based. Just as the public deserves the right to purchase organic or GMO-free foods, well, how can they when the labeling is a lie? They're not allowed to label it correctly. GMO food fees that are free from GMO contamination. And let's just see if the rest is worth reading it. Impressive voter turnout shows growing GMO-free food will... is the will of the people. We'll see. That's okay. That's Sonoma County. Something else they did in California, amazing they haven't done it years ago. They did it here in Wales 5 years ago. Plastic bags are banned here in shops. You have to pay 5p for a small plastic bag, or bring your own, or in the large bags, which are degradable. They now use degradable plastic, and now that law is passed in England as well. But the plastic bag thing on in the sea is absolutely shocking. It's killing fish and causing large mammals to suffocate, who end up eating them or chewing them. And it is a mega, mega problem. It's like, is there anywhere there isn't PCBs? That's the content, the shocking chemicals. They're also in the water. So people in agriculture, I'm sick telling them, use this blue piping to transport water down to animals. They give off permanent PCBs into the water, and it's contaminated water. But I don't know what kind of it's piping you'd have to use, another expense for agriculture. But they're giving statistics here that Californians previously used around 13 billion plastic bags yearly, many of which ended up polluting cities, waterways, and beaches. Plastic bags are usually among the five most common types of debris found on the California beaches. Same everywhere else. Whales, turtles, and other sea animals are prone to swallowing plastic bags found floating in the ocean. An estimated 100,000 sea turtles and other marine creatures die each year worldwide from ingesting are being strangled by plastic bags. It's absolutely. And add Fukushima to that. The Pacific Ocean is, they say, it's dying, basically. And it says it takes as much as 100 million barrels of oil to produce a year's worth of plastic bags for worldwide use. 100 million barrels to produce a year's worth of plastic bags. Well, the degradable plastic that was not a contaminant was available 20 years ago. Again, this is shocking that it's taken so long. I said it takes at least 400 years for a plastic bag to biodegrade. 400 years for a regular plastic bag to biodegrade. Shocking. As many as, final article, 1 million plastic bags are used each. Plastic bags are used each year. Oh, sorry, 1 trillion. 1 trillion plastic bags are used each year worldwide. And the final piece of this article said, even though it takes hundreds of years for plastic bags to fully biodegrade, environmentalists say that the plastic bags that come into contact with the water never fully break down, but instead turn into plastic dust containing biotoxins, compounds called polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. And PCBs are entering the food chain. Well, they're the ones that have this changing in food packaging. They have an effect on young children in affecting their gender and their hormones, etc. But going back to two supposedly positive stories out of California. But again, another Trump nominee who voted for the Dark Act, Tom Price. I'm not, it doesn't say, I haven't got all the article, what position he has. But shocking, this Dark Act, which was promoted by, I'll come down to his name here, Pompeo, what do you want to call him, who is head of the CIA. He promoted it, and Trey Gowdy backed it. Where does that leave us? But anyway, we're coming up to the last break of the hour, and we should be back in 2 minutes.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, and we're coming back in the last 3 minutes of this hour, and I'll just finish up on these. This famous Dark Act that was lost, that went into law, which is an outrageous piece of legislation, where the government prevent the public knowing what is GMO content in food, and it was lost by one vote, 49-48, and it has a list of people, the senators and those people who voted for it and against it, but it is woeful criminality. But the other thing that's been raised now by Gabe Zola, what do you call him, who has 15,000 YouTube videos out there, 5-minute pieces, very short and sharp, highlighting the criminality in government. And he's very good. He's a very menacing looking character. But Obama could be proved to be a totally illegal president as well, about how he became president, who he is, Barry Satoro, that's his real name. And be interesting to see where that goes afterwards. But it's a very nervous, tricky time, this transition, right up to the 20th of January. And again, I can't believe the Trump Organization don't seem to be taking seriously this electoral college on the 19th, considering the threats, intimidation, blackmail, and bribing that is known to be going on against the voting members of the electoral college. It's just shocking. But another week of other stuff here, as usual, tons of stuff. They're asking for a boycott of Kellogg's, who are not declaring GMO contacts in their food. And Mike Adams is leading that. And Breitbart and a vast variety of companies are running whatever. That is the best silent weapon, apart from taking up arms. The boycott is a very, very powerful weapon. And I think it's going to bite this coming new year in a lot of areas, and including how hard this advertising on the internet is. A lot of companies are failing, even though they're quite big companies, including some of the email sites. The publics have a very powerful weapon at their disposal, and it's called a boycott. But I'll do a program on that in the new year, because I was involved in a few in my own life, organizing smaller ones. And also, the last thing, if I just go finish out this hour before we come on to the next, Gardasil, considered the most dangerous vaccine on the market. This thing they're pushing for young girls, it is shocking. I was looking at a program from Ireland the other day on RTE, which they are hook, line, and sinker in favor of this appalling vaccine. And it does shocking damage to young women, and they don't need it. They just don't need it. But again, this absolute arch criminality. And I said it a year ago now, but since I read out the criminal convictions of the pharmaceutical industry, but Dr. Peter Gotcha, you hope to have him on. I was in contact with that office there recently, and it'll probably be the new year. But he's an outstanding man who blew the lid off the pharmaceutical industry and modern psychiatry, which is basically making up conditions that they can bring drugs out for to drug people with. And it's never ending. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of this hour, and we should be back shortly.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.